and Light Show family, welcome back to Sweet Talk LA. I hope that you guys have found this podcast in love, light, and abundance. I would like to first take a special moment to shout out all of our new listeners. Welcome to the Soul family. I hope that you guys are finding resonance in these podcasts. There is over 170 episodes for you guys to explore and dive into. I implore you to maybe spend about 5 minutes going through some of these episodes and saving episodes that you would love to listen to, as I do feel like they make a huge difference in my life, and I've heard that they've been a really positive influence for others, so we would love to have you join our Soul family. We have new episodes that upload almost every single day. I do my best to upload, which is a little bit of a break. Now your girl is back, okay? I want to also give a special shout out to my OGs, to my listeners that have been tapping in with me since 2023, especially for our next generation, for our youngsters who are listening to this podcast. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys for taking the initiative now to learn about your health, because by the time you get my age, so family, you guys are going to be superstars, superheroes who know everything about all different types of ways to tap into healing, which I'm so happy and I feel so special to be a part of your learning and healing journey so we can think. So for those who are new, this podcast is for educational purposes only. I'm not prescribing. I'm not diagnosing. A lot of the information that is discussed on this podcast is based in Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, and overall holistic medicine, but this is just my perspective. I always recommend for people who have health and wellness concerns, or if you guys are taking prescriptions, to make sure you contact your physician to make sure that you, as well as them, are comfortable with any changes, especially if you're going to look at incorporating any kind of natural alternative into your diet. Okay, so first things first, I want to tell you guys that today we're going to be talking about something that is going to affect us all. If it's not now, it's going to be down the road, and it's going to be even more beneficial if we start to understand how we can protect our bodies now. Today we are going to be talking about eye health and how in today's society, it is a growing trend that there is degeneration occurring within the eyes, especially with the next generation. And that is no real surprise to me, as we are using technology more. We are introducing technology, iPads, iPhones, computers to our children at a younger age. I did not, you know, become exposed to a computer until I was like 16, I believe. And now kids are being introduced to iPads and tablets at the age of 6 months, if not sooner. And so just imagine how that is going to affect your eyes. Obviously, we're not going to know the impact of that until those children who are being born now are going to be maybe 21, or 30 or 35, how does this shift in our society affect our children and the way that our children are seeing? So today we're going to talk about different ways for you to tap in and protect your eyes. One of my favorite supplements to take, and I am starting to now regularly, annually start to take this just because I don't have any eye concerns at this time. There has been moments over the years where I would notice, like especially at night, that my vision was seemed like a little bit more blurry. I do notice that like I can't see as sharply as I have in the past, but I have noticed that once I start incorporating some of the herbs, specifically the herb we're going to be talking about today, lucin, there has been improvements in my eyes. And so I do implore you guys, especially if you're looking to rebuild the cells, rebuild the structure in your eyes, to include this one. It can be found in spinach, as well as in kale. Okay, so if you're not interested in taking the supplement, maybe making sure that you get a little bit more greens in there will make a big difference. You know, it's all about reducing the risk of age-related molecular degeneration and really just finding ways to support the skin. Now, lucin is known as an antioxidant, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. But remember, when we get a chance to include it in our diet in more than one way, it's going to help to optimize our health. Now, today I'm going to go over a few of the benefits of taking lucin, but I do implore you guys to do your own research. Okay. So first things first is molecular degeneration. Now, basically that is when, based upon aging and just like overall use, that we use our eyes every single day, okay? Even if you don't even realize it, as soon as you open your eyes, you're using your eyes, okay? And after using your eyes repeatedly, there's just going to be some kind of unfortunate disconnect. So an antioxidant that helps to protect your eyes can make it a lot easier for you to see a difference, especially if you're experiencing oxidative damage. And that is basically damage that occurs because of the environment, the toxins that are in the environment. There's this thing called blue light filter. There's filters that are harmful to our eyes, and they can actually reduce the digital strain, and that's actually on a lot of like iPhones, iPads, things like that, naturally, but over time our eyes adjust, and so the lucin really helps to kind of create an extra filter on our eyes and really support the eyes for better vision and better contrast sensitivity. When you are sleeping at night and you are on your phone, that is a huge contrast from the light that you're seeing from your eyes, from the darkness that is all around you. So being able to protect your eyes and lower the risk of free radicals building up in your eyes is really important, especially in the cataract area of your eyes. When we're glaring at certain things for a long period of time, I know some of us, like this past week, my TV was acting weird, so I went ahead and was like lazy, and so I just started watching Netflix on my phone. Now, this is not really beneficial for my eyes because I'm glaring into a smaller screen, and my eyes are having to adapt to the light sensitivity. And so, you know, especially at night when our eyes are really supposed to be preserving itself, when the cells are supposed to be like rotating and healing, when I was watching TV on my phone, I was reducing the risk of those things happening. You know, if you are outside quite often, you could also experience UV radiation. And lucin helps to protect the eyes from this radiation, which is really wonderful, and it's going to overall help to protect the eyes in their health and in their function. Again, one of the best ways to do this is incorporating lucin-rich foods in your diet, and this is going to be a natural way to optimize your eye function. For my parents who are like, oh my gosh, this is me, these are my children, what can I do to help them? Start incorporating some of these foods in their diet, okay? And again, the top 10 foods include spinach, it has an abundant amount of lucin in it, kale, which is nutrient dense, it's a superfood, broccoli, okay, which is going to have the essential nutrients for your eyes, collard greens, which contribute to eye protection. If you're not vegan, you could do the eggs. The yolk is a good source of lucin. Corn is also going to help with supporting the eyes. Brussels sprouts as well contains lucin. Peas, which I'm not really a fan of, but hey, some people like it. Like maybe, you know, actually I like pea soup. So, hey, you know, we can do it one way or another. Lucchini is another one. And then kiwi. All right. These are all really great ways to incorporate eye support and eye health in your and your children as well as in your diet. And I would just implore people to consider just incorporating more of these things in their foods so that, or in their diet, excuse me, so that it's a little bit easier for you guys to digest. If not, you guys can consider coming to Simply. We have some really amazing lucerne options. We have these lucerne packets that I really like. It's called like Good Eyes, I think. And I like them because they're individually broken up. And what I normally do and what I used to do for my grandpa was I would open up the packages and I would actually put it in my orange juice. And because it's orange flavor, you literally cannot taste it. So that's a really, really great option. There's also lucerne gummy bears, which are fire. Okay? Fire. They're really, really good if you get a chance to get your hands on them. I got some the other day. Look, actually, I have them right here. I could literally tell you. Hold on. At least I thought I had them right here. Maybe they fell out because I like to have certain herbs on hand with me. Looks like maybe they fell out of the space that I have them in. So I would have to look. Maybe it's on the floor. But yeah, and then we also have them in pill form. So there's different options for you guys if you're interested in trying to tap into healing. I send you love. I send you light. Oh my goodness. I guess I keep running my mouth because I keep telling y'all that, you know, our podcasts are under 10 minutes, but the last two have been over 12. So I do apologize. But I appreciate you guys so much for tapping in, for holding space with me, and for being here. I look forward to hearing about your holistic journey. And if we get a chance to see each other in person, make sure you say what's up. All right, and I'll see you later. Peace.